Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Kiwi Gardening Podcast with DIY Plant Man. Hello, Nicholas. Welcome back.
What's happening?
How was your week? How was your weekend?
My weekends have been busy recently, actually. I've been away the last two weekends.
Nice. Yeah.
Down in Wellington and then drove down to Hawke's Bay to see the family.
Nice.
So, yeah, I've been busy, but yeah, back in Auckland now.
Nice. Oh,
that's cool. It's good to get away, though.
Yep.
You know the vibe.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love a good old roadie, eh? That's the beauty about New Zealand, you know? You can pretty much travel anywhere.
And easily.
It's like a day trip.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
So, yeah, there's so many like, not undiscovered, but just like, you can drive like an hour and you'd be like in this amazing place that you'd be like, it's just weird how it seems so close to like a city.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had a friend of mine when I was living in Hawke's Bay, and then they posted on Instagram, and they had some waterfalls or something. I was like, man, that looks really cool.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, where is that? I thought they maybe going like up north somewhere or like down South Island. They're like, oh, it's like 40 minutes drive from like where your house.
Nice.
I'm like, what? Like how I lived in Hawke's Bay for like, growing up there and I never even knew.
Yeah.
It's just what's awesome about New Zealand there.
Yeah. And I guess usually where you live, you never really explore. You're always like, I need to get out of here to explore.
Yeah. And then I hear people come and visit in your hometown. Like, oh, let's go do this. Oh, I heard about this thing. And you're like, wait, what? You didn't even know. Like you just,
yeah
people come. Yeah. It's funny.
Have I know you haven't been in Auckland that long, but have you been up the Sky Tower?
Not since I moved up here, but I have been when we came on a holiday.
Yeah,
so which is probably the thing. Yeah, because most people who live here probably have never been up. They might have been, but
yeah.
If you're going on like a family holiday to Auckland, that's the thing to do, right? Go up the Sky Tower.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's quite crazy. I also went away this weekend. I went to Tauranga. That was really nice to explore a bit of New Zealand. It's actually a really nice place.
Tauranga's awesome, mate.
Yeah.
You went out for a walk up the mount?
Yeah, sure did. First time. Anyway, that's our weekends. Actually, I have one more bit of news.
Oh, all right.
I managed to get myself a new job.
Oh, that's all right. Yes.
So, yeah, guys, I've been at my current job for the last 7 years. And over these last 7 years, I've learned so much there. So I worked in a plant nursery growing seedlings. And yeah, I've learned so much there, and I thought it was, time to try something a little bit different in horticulture. So now I'm going to be taking care of, well, the company I'm going to be working for hires out indoor plants to different businesses
and offices and stuff.
Yeah, office spaces and hotels and stuff. So I will be
working on a bit more developed plants rather than just from seedlings.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this, and I'm pretty sure you'll see some of my journey on Instagram.
Oh yeah, that'll be good to kind of broaden your knowledge of the plant's lifespan of it. I know obviously you grow your own stuff in your backyard, but it would be quite cool to do that for work and kind of see the processes behind it and the way that like an established business does it and kind of learn. You'd probably learn quite a lot from that.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'm really excited about that, and I'm sure I'll be able to give you guys some cheeky tips on how to look after indoor plants soon.
Oh yeah, you'll become an expert now.
Hopefully.
You've already got quite a few indoor plants though, but
yeah, I do. I think
all the more knowledge.
I think I've got better, 30 or something.
Man, is that almost 30 in this room alone?
Anyway, okay, today's topic.
We've got a question, right?
Oh, yes, we got a question. Do you want to read that?
Sure thing. All right, this is a comment on one of... What post was this? Do you remember what post this was from?
This is the one I did on some of the seedlings I grew at work, and it was basil.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, it's from Trial by Error Garden. They say, hey, I've been enjoying your latest podcast. I've been collecting leaves from my street, looking like a lunatic. So glad to hear it's actually gold. Yeah, that's funny, actually. That must have been right. It's after we released the podcast on that, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. Anyways, if you're looking for podcast topics, I'm keen to hear your thoughts on spacing of crops and when or how to thin or sow more efficiently, especially with the winter root veggies. And she says about the post, these basil look mean as, but how do you get the spacing so perfect, especially with such small seeds? Keep up the good work.
Oh, nice.
Thank you very much, Trial by Error Garden. Lots of encouragement in that.
Yeah, I love it.
Good question.
Love it. Yeah, thank you for that. I'll answer the last bit of the question first when she talks about...
With the small seeds?
Yeah, spacing with the small seeds. And that's pretty much the technology at work.
Oh, really?
Using a machine.
Yeah.
So it uses a seeding drum where the seed sticks to a drum and it can precisely sow 5, 8, 10 seeds per cell or whatever it is. So that's
Cause,
that.
Oh, because in the photo, that was a full tray of basil, right? Like yep. fully grown.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see, actually, might not have been able to see in the actual that photo that it's actually divided into cells.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It's little.
Because the foliage, the basil leaves would cover that. There's like a full. Yeah. It's like would cover those divides, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it's not an open tray. It's an individual little cells. Yeah. That's right.
And then, that combined with the technology at work.
Yeah.
To precisely put in the middle of the cell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this has actually taught me when I sow my own seeds to kind of be precise about it myself. It makes me a little bit more, I guess, particular. Yeah, I was gonna say OCD. Yeah, a little bit more particular.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll talk about the planting side of things. She said the spacing of sowing and then thinning afterwards. So she mentioned root crops. Root crops are something that I directly plant into my raised bed or into my ground garden. I don't usually put those.
You don't like to transplant those ones, right?
No, yeah. And I think we talked about this. Yeah, we talked about that.
And what was the reason for that again?
The reason was...
It was the shock, was it? The shock of transferring them?
Yeah, the shock of transferring them. And also the root crops, they can hit the bottom of the cell. And then they'll kind of make a jagged, for example, a carrot. If it hits the bottom of that little cell,
it'll start growing on the outwards bottom. Outwards rather than continuing down into the deep soil of the raised bed.
Yes. And once it hits the bottom, instead of growing that nice tuberous, nice tuberous root, it will start growing lots of fibrous roots. So it will be almost just a normal root structure rather than a nice carrot shape root. So yeah, that's the reason why I do not like to transplant them. What I usually do is I directly sow them into the garden. And what I like to do
spacing wise,
probably depending what it is, usually radishes and carrots will be quite similar. I probably do maybe 8 to 10 centimeters between each one. You just need to think about what it's going to look like when it's a mature.
Just think of it as a fully developed version of that plant and kind of
just see the spacing. Is it going to be overlapping? Is it going to be touching? Or is it going to be way too far apart? And so you just want to make sure they're not intruding into each other's space.
That's just something that comes with experience as well, right?
Exactly.
You've got to try it.
And if you want to grow carrots and you want to grow them really close together, you'll still produce carrots. They'll just be smaller. So you might want to pull them out earlier. Or what you can do is plant them really close together, and then you can pull out when they're half grown, pull out all the mid ones. So you actually space them as you go.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're actually always getting a bit of a harvest. So you get some baby carrots, and then eventually you'll get big carrots because now they're spaced nicely. One thing I like to do is in every single hole, or if I'm doing a little row,
yep,
I like to do more seeds than I ever need.
Okay.
Because seeds are so cheap. Think about a radish seed, a carrot seed. You probably get 1,000 in a packet for $2 to $3. And when are you ever going to plant 1,000 radishes if you're going to plant
in a home garden?
Yeah. Because what can happen is if I plant one seed per hole and then one thing doesn't germinate, it's kind of like a waste of space.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you plant two, you're kind of guaranteeing that you'll get one up out of the two. Or you can do three per hole depending on the viability of the seed. And then that comes, then you'll get to the point where you need to actually thin out those seedlings if they all germinate. So it's kind of like a little bit of an insurance policy. And then you can afterwards.
But it will mean you definitely won't have big gaps in your sowing either, because if you've got a higher chance of at least one germinating, rather than a low germination rate, only one seed each, there's going to be lots of gaps anyway. It's going to look a bit scarce.
Yeah, definitely. So and then you might plant more seeds later or something, but I like my garden looking tidy and looking
it is quite satisfying, right?
Yeah, it is
a tidy garden.
Yeah, so that's something I do. So plant more than one seed per hole. And then once they emerge, once they're little seedlings, then you can pull out the weaker ones and leave the strongest looking one there. One thing also, it's not talking about spacing or anything, but while we're talking on the topic of direct sowing and planting outside, what I do is I plant them probably the same deepness as the seed itself. So the diameter of the seed.
Okay.
Deep. So just cover it slightly.
Oh, yeah. Carry on.
And then don't cover it too deep. And then what I do, once it germinates, I'll mulch around it.
Right, right.
So don't mulch before because it could actually struggle to come up.
Come up in the first place.
Yeah. Okay, ask me some root crop names and then I'll try to give
You talked about carrots and radish already, right?
Yeah.
What if you're doing lettuces, something like lettuces?
Lettuces, it depends if you're growing the cut and come again style, where you would grow the lettuce, and before it's a mature plant, you actually cut most of those leaves off, and then you'll let it grow again, and then you cut those leaves off. Or if you're growing the head that, you know, you buy in the supermarket, and it's a full head.
It's quite big.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you're doing the head, growing the head, you want to space them out quite a lot, because they need a lot more space.
Yeah.
But if you're keeping them short, then you can plant them close together and just cut them back.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. In my garden, we've done an episode on square foot gardening before, and that's the system I use in my garden. So it's a square foot, but it's about 300 millimeters per square, and I put four lettuce in there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's about...
And you let those grow quite big?
Yeah, I let them grow quite big. Yeah. Yeah. And they do touch leaves and stuff like that, but I don't really have an issue with that.
Yeah.
Unless you've got lots of bug pressure, then you might want to give it a bit more space so the bugs don't have lots of places to hide.
Okay, then what about things like chilies or tomatoes or capsicums?
I can see you've picked all the bigger crops. Yeah, definitely put those at least.
I guess it does just depend how big you're going to let them grow, right? Because you're not always going to let... I mean, sometimes you'll keep your plants quite small, right?
Yeah.
I guess it all just depends on your space.
Yeah.
Depends on what you have.
Yeah, in general, a general rule of thumb for that would be don't plant another one probably 30 centimeters, so like a ruler's length away. And then you can plant like smaller things in between, like you can plant like two lettuces or something.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise you can... It will just become too messy and almost like a jungle where just a lot of bugs and insects can hide, and you're not actually going to be getting an awesome crop from it anyway, so you might as well plant less and let it get bigger. Obviously, things like beetroot, a little bit bigger than a carrot, so give it more space than you would a carrot. So you just have to think about the mature adult size of how you want to harvest it, and then kind of envisage that in that space. And it can be hard to do.
Yeah,
because
you're
thinking, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure I can cram 10 of these in the
small
space.
Yeah, because you want to especially if you're in a small space, you want to maximize that as much as possible.
Yeah.
But it could end up being a bit detrimental, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you guys would love maybe a list of spacing, and I would more do it for my square foot garden, how many plants to plant per little square.
That would be quite a good idea, I think. Next time you do, because obviously it's winter now here.
Yeah.
But when you do a fresh plant for your square foot garden, do a bit of a in-depth kind of post or a video or something on what exactly you're planting, how far away, those kind of things, just to give people an idea of what like a reasonable spacing is.
I think that would be a good resource. So I'll try to get something like that out. That would be actually quite awesome.
Yeah, and then towards the end of the season when it's all grown, you can kind of compare the two.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it looks like you planted them really far away in that first video, but then you look
a
couple of months down the track when it's all grown up, and you're like, oh, right, they've actually filled that space really well.
Yeah.
Or you'll see that you made a mistake and put it two guys together.
Yeah. It's definitely, I love her handle, Trial by Error Garden.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
it is.
It's
life.
It's Trial by Error.
Trial by Error.
So, yeah. So if you kind of follow those basic guidelines, I guess, that will give you a good starting tip anyway.
Yeah.
And just try different things.
Yeah.
See if it works.
Thanks so much for the question. It's a really good question. And we love that you're enjoying the podcast.
Yeah.
And we hope this one's been able to be helpful for you.
Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate the people who listen to this podcast.
What's this, our 11th or 12th episode now? Something like that?
This will be our 12th episode, yes. Mm-hmm. But when we had 10 episodes, we just had over 1,000.
Oh, we hit the big 1K, didn't we?
1,000 listens or whatever you call it. So, I mean, that's
awesome.
We're really happy about that.
Yeah, we're so thankful. So grateful.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, guys. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I hope you continue to listen to our upcoming episodes and get some knowledge.
We want to keep the content, keep pumping it out. Might be a little bit harder in the winter, right?
Yeah.
Talking about what's happening, but we'll find topics to talk about. We know we've got followers from, even though this is the Kiwi gardening podcast, we've got followers from all around the world. So things relevant to your wherever you're based, I'm sure we can help you out with that as well.
Yeah, and we can even talk about things like how to organize for your spring garden and those type of things that you don't actually need to be gardening.
Yeah,
some more planning and stuff.
And.
So guys, thank you for listening once again, and really appreciate that. I hope to have you guys coming back again.
Oh, and you've got another seed giveaway, right, from King Seeds on your Instagram?
Yes, I do. So
that's for the Kiwi listeners only, New Zealanders only, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry guys who live outside of New Zealand. Maybe if you come and visit New Zealand, maybe we can work something out. Anyway, yeah, I have a seed giveaway coming up.
What have you? You've picked out the seeds already, right?
I got a different mix of herbs, leafy greens. I got some flowers. Yeah, some other things that will be beneficial in your garden. So I got a big, broad mix.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, hopefully this, whoever wins this, this will help them get kickstarted with their a winter garden and / even early spring garden. And I hope to be able to keep doing these giveaways.
Yeah.
I really enjoy
it. Yeah, thanks so much to King Seeds.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, hopefully we can continue to do that.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's all for this podcast. We'll catch you again next time.
Yeah, thanks guys.
See you all.